Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ashley McDonald of NCBA joining us. Back with Ashley in just a moment.
Make tracks the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 3rd through the 5th at State Fair Park. All the latest in farm and ranch equipment will be on display, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstration. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks, sponsored by SureGrip Net Wrap and Baylor Twine. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Raptor Hustler mower with acres of indoor and outdoor exhibits. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking still free. You can check it out more for details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
We now have a better idea of what the Obama administration wants to do in regards to the Clean Water Act and the definition of what the waters of the United States are. Ashley McDonald is environmental counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and she indicates that the ideas of the Obama administration, a big worry for U.S. cattle producers.
The EPA and the Corps of Engineers just proposed their definition for what is a water of the United States, and of course, that has huge implications for the cattle industry because we utilize the land across the country. So defining what a water of the United States is has the impact of causing numerous cattle producers to have permits, which of course are very costly and time consuming. So we are looking at defining pastures as wetlands, everything in a floodplain being considered a water of the United States. Anybody that has any common sense knows that if you define anything in a floodplain as being a water in the United States that has the capacity to hold water, you're going to really shut down a lot of productive activity on that land. So, you know, it's very costly, it's going to be very time consuming, and it's going to be a big headache for cattle producers across the country.
And Ashley McDonald says this is way beyond what Congress intended when they wrote the Clean Water Act.
You're exactly right. The Supreme Court, as well as congressional intent, tells you that Congress intended there to be a limit on federal jurisdiction. The Supreme Court has said that it has to have a significant nexus to navigable waters to be jurisdictional. Of course, EPA here has basically said that everything has a nexus and everything's going to be jurisdictional, which clearly shows that they believe there is no limit to federal jurisdiction. It also upsets the federalism principle that underpins the Clean Water Act itself. You know, the states are supposed to be the primary enforcers and implementers of the Clean Water Act. This takes all authority away from the states and makes all waters federal and therefore puts it under federal jurisdiction. It really usurps the state sovereignty, and I hope the states recognize that and are furious that the EPA is trying to take away their authority.
Timing on the proposed definition of the waters of the U.S., very interesting. There'll be a public comment period out there in the next 60 to 90 days, and a lot of comments likely will be generated. A lot of very nervous Democratic lawmakers, some of them up for re-election, will have to try to defend what the Obama administration is trying to do in this regard. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing, too. Right now, you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.55% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.55%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.